இந்திரியா, சென்சஸ், அந்த கரணா, மைண்ட், ஹார்ட். ஆத்மகம் கன்சிஸ்டிங் ஆஃப் விபோ ஓ லார்ட் சம்ஸ்தாபயிஷ்யன் மெயின்டெய்னிங் அஜா ஓ அன்போன் மாம் மீ ரசாதலாத் ஃப்ரம் த ப்ளூட்டோனிக் ரீஜன் அபிஜஹாரா டுக் அவுட் அம்பசா ஃப்ரம் தி வாட்டர் ஆதி ஒரிஜினல் சூகரா டபோர் Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. My dear Lord, you are always unborn. Once in the form of the original boar, you rescued me from the waters in the bottom of the universe. Through your own energy, you created all the physical elements, the senses and the heart for the maintenance of the world. Please repeat, my dear Lord, you are always unborn. Once, in the form of the original boar, you rescued me from the waters in the bottom of the universe. Through your own energy, you created all the physical elements, the senses and the heart for the maintenance of the world. Purport. This refers to the time when Lord Krishna appeared as the supreme boar Varaha and rescued the earth which had been merged in water. The Asura Hiranyaksha had dislocated the earth from its orbit and thrown it beneath the waters of the Garbhodaka ocean. Then the Lord, in the shape of the original boar, rescued the earth. ஓம் அஜானிமிராந்தியாஞ்சனாகையாஷுரன்மீதம் மேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீகுருவே நம ஸ்ரீச்சைதன்யமனோபேஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் யேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூபக்கதா மஹ்யம் ததாதி ஸ்வபதாந்திகம் வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு ஸ்ரீயுதபாதகமலம் ஸ்ரீகுரூன் வைஷ்ணவாம்ச ஸ்ரீரூபம் சாகரஜாதம் சகனரகுநாதாநிதம் சம்சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜனசஹிதம் கிருஷ்ணசைதன்யதேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ணபாதான் சகனலலிதா ஸ்ரீவிசாகாநிதாம் ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்தோ ஜகத்பதே கோபேஷா கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமோஸ்துதே சப்த காஞ்சன கௌரங்கே ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரே ருஷபானசுதே தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரிப்ரியே வாஞ்சா கல்பதருப்யச்ச கிருபா சிந்துப்யேவ ச பரிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நம ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்தா ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கிரானத ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்தவிருந்தா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரி ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரி ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரி ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரி ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரி ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரி மூகம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கும் தங்கயதே கிரிம் யஸ்ய பாதமஹம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுரும் தீனதாரிணம் பரமானந்த மாதவம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்யமேஸ்வரம் நமாம் விஷ்ணுநாய கிருஷ்ண பிரசாய புதலே ஸ்ரீமதி பக்திவிதானந்த சுவாமி நாமனே நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவி கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பச்சாத்திரேஸ்வரணி. So I pray for the blessings of all the devotees so that I can speak something in glorification of Prithu Maharaj, Lord Varahadev, for my own purification and for all of our purification. So Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushtutam dharma samsthapanathaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So the Lord appears in this world to give protection to the devotees and to annihilate the demons. and Dharma Samsthapanathaya. And then he wants to establish the principles of religion in this material world. Because that is actually the purpose of the material creation. It is described that the navel of Lord Vishnu becomes bluish in color due to the collective desires of all living entities who are sleeping within the body of Vishnu. So another name for Vishnu is Narayana. Narayana means, human beings, and Ayana, the resting place for the living beings. So then when the Lord wills that now it is time for these living beings to come into this material world and execute their plans for enjoying this world, then the lotus actually sprouts from the navel of Lord Vishnu, and Brahma is born on the top of the lotus, and then Brahma is engaged in creation. So the purpose of the creation is to give a chance to all the conditioned souls to come and act out their lives, so to speak. And in the process also, the Lord makes arrangement for all of us to make a spiritual advancement. So there is the Vedic literature, given the fact that all of us are material desires, the Lord anena prasivishiddham. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Puro Vaja Prajapatihi Anena Prasivishiddham. So, Krishna is giving the ritualistic sacrifices of the Vedas, and the living beings are meant to execute them, and the kings are supposed to actually execute the sacrifices and help the living beings. In this way, they please the various demigods, and then the demigods award their material bones. So Dharma needs to be maintained. And then, of course, separately, Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, he also arranges for the pure devotional service to himself be propagated throughout the creation. Therefore, there are the four spiritual sampradayas, one headed by Lord Brahma, one headed by Kumaras, Brahma's sons, Kumaras, one headed by Lord Rudra, or Lord Shiva, and one headed by Lakshmi, the eternal consort of Lord Vishnu. So, this pure devotional service is preached. In any case, Dharma Samsthapanatha Sambhavami Yuke Yuke. The Dharma needs to be sustained. And that is actually always done by Lord Vishnu himself, or sometimes he sends his pure devotee to re-establish the principles of religion. So, Prithu Maharaj also came into this world in order to establish the principles of religion. So, because this was especially broken during his during the reign of King Vena, who was his ancestor, who was ruling the world just prior to Prithu Maharaj. So, Dharma was completely victimized during Vena's time. There was complete anarchy. And the sages made this arrangement that Prithu Maharaj will actually rule this world. Churned the body of Vena after he was killed by them. They churned the body of Vena because Vena still came in the lineage of Dhruva Maharaj. So they wanted to, a descendant from that line to continue to rule the world. So Prithu Maharaj came, and then Prithu Maharaj was glorified. As soon as Prithu Maharaj came along with his consort Archi, the sages were very happy because they understood that the Lord has come. So, as soon as the Lord comes in this world, what are we supposed to do? We have to praise Him. So, the sages actually engaged the professional reciters in glorifying Prithu Maharaj and his wife Archi. Then Prithu Maharaj, out of his modesty, he restrained them, saying that actually I may exhibit these transcendental qualities later, but you should not praise me like this now, when I have not even started acting. And the sages and saints are even more pleased with Prithu Maharaj, seeing his modest behavior. They continue to glorify him, and then eventually they actually enthroned him as the ruler of this world. So then, as soon as he started ruling the world, the subjects, they came to see him, because the living beings, they were actually executing their religious duties. And the advent of Prithu Maharaj is to make sure that everybody executes their religious duties nicely. That is the duty of the king. And they were executing, and they still found that they do not have sufficient food grains and the herbs and the medicines to conduct a peaceful living in this world. So they were very much distressed, and they came in front of their king, Prithu Maharaj. They offered prayers to him. They said, "You are actually the king of all kings. You are the incarnation of Lord Vishnu himself. So how come we are suffering like this?" Then Prithu Maharaj actually contemplated the matter. It says in the Bhagavatam he thought about it for a very long time. And then he saw that this time the culprit is not the subjects. It's actually Mother Earth herself. So she is actually one of the demigods, and these my subjects are offering sacrifices, prayers and pujas, and she, as a demigoddess, she is accepting her shares in the sacrifice, but she is not giving the returns. She is not releasing the grains or the herbs. So Prithu Maharaj immediately took action to rectify the situation. So Prabhupada says, Srila Prabhupada comments that actually this is the duty of the king. When there is complete chaos in society, the citizen should be able to go to the ruler, to the king, and the king should analyze the situation and immediately take remedial action. So Prithu Maharaj set this example that he was going to take remedial action, and he actually found the actual culprit, that is Mother Earth. So now this is a very delicate situation for anybody. To make someone angry is always distressful, and to make the Lord of the entire creation angry is not an ordinary thing. How are you going to get out of this? So, as is normal with conditioned living beings, we have a tendency for defending, eating, mating and sleeping. So this is one of the tendencies. Mother Earth first tried to defend herself. So what is first thing she did was she assumed the form of a cow. She was intelligent. She saw that Prithu Maharaj is angry, he is going to kill me. And if I become a cow, Namo Brahmani Devaya Go Brahmani Hidayate Jagat Gidaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama. Lord Krishna is known as Govinda, one who gives pleasure to the senses. Go Brahmani Hidayate. He always protects the cows and the Brahmanas. So Mother Earth thought, if I become a cow, and maybe he won't kill me. And Srila Prabhupada explains that on this planet there are so many forms of life. There are cows, animals, trees, fish. So many different shapes are there, and Mother Earth can assume any shape she wants. So she assumed the form of a cow. Then she was a woman. So for those two reasons, Prithu may not kill her, that she is, first of all, she is a woman. A woman is always to be protected. Then she is a cow. Cow should not be killed. And then she sensed that this is not enough, because Prithu was very angry. So immediately he took shelter of Prithu Maharaj. Then she said, "I'm taking shelter of you. You are a Kshatriya, you are a ruler. So a Kshatriya is not supposed to kill someone who takes shelter." Then, so in this way, then she actually tried to plead with Prithu Maharaj. But Tutu Maharaj would have none of this. He said, you are giving trouble to my citizens and you need to rectify that. And it looks like you are not going to rectify, so I must kill you. And he refuted all Mother Earth's arguments that no, you cannot kill a woman. No, but in this case, you are acting so selfishly. So when somebody is so selfish, when a living being is so selfish, then Prithu Maharaj says, such a person can be killed, and that's actually not killing. So I am going to kill you. So Prithu Maharaj was so angry, and Mother Earth is now thinking what to do. So then she actually came up with a solution. There is no other way than to rectify my mistake. So she is actually going to give, Prabhupada says, she is actually going to give a proposal. But Prithu Maharaj is so angry, there is no point in coming up with a proposal to an angry person. So first of all, he has to be pacified. How can you pacify the Supreme Person? Bhaktyamam abhijanadi yavanyastasmi tattvadaha padomam tattvadajnato visade tadanandaram. There is only one normal interaction that a living being can have with the Supreme Lord, and that is pure loving service. You can actually, the normal relation that any of us should have with Krishna is one out of love. So, and the process for that is actually manmanabhava madbhatto madhyadimam namaskuru mamayaveshati yuktevam atmanam parayana. Always think of Krishna, offer obeisances unto Krishna and glorify Krishna, and in this way you can actually come to Krishna, Krishna consciousness. So Mother Earth's mistake was in forgetting the position of Prithu Maharaj. As soon as she realized, now she starts offering wonderful prayers to Prithu Maharaj. So this is the only way you can actually pacify Krishna. So by offering wonderful prayers, just like Nrisingadev, when he was very angry, nobody could go near him. Brahma, Lord Shiva, even his own consort Lakshmi Devi could not approach Nrisingadev. So then finally what did they do? But Lord Nrisingadev has come, he has actually killed Hiranyakashipu, he has actually executed his mission to destroy the miscreant Hiranyakashipu, and still he is steaming from the act that just took place. He was so angry with Hiranyakashipu. So how can you pacify him? And they could not think of anything anyway, but they saw actually Lord Nrisingadev came. Actually Veerakrishna Prabhu was making this point yesterday. He came to actually protect Prahlad Maharaj, to give pleasure to his devotee. In fact, that is the purpose of Krishna's enacting pastimes in this material world. He actually comes to give pleasure to his devotees. To kill the miscreants, to kill the demons, he doesn't need to personally come. Hiranyakashipu could have been finished just by material nature. Or we will see in this purport, Prabhupada is describing the pastimes of Lord Varahadev when he rescued the earth from the waters of the Garbhodak ocean. There also, if you study the pastimes of Lord Varahadev, you will see that and ultimately, even though Lord Varahadev played with Hiranyaksha for a long time, in the end he just gave him a slap right at the bottom of his ear, and then he was done. So this is not a big job for Lord Krishna to kill the miscreants. He doesn't have to personally come. He comes to give pleasure to his devotees. So they felt Nrisingadev came to give mercy to Prahlad Maharaj, so Prahlad Maharaj should go in front of him and offer prayers. So as soon as young Prahlad came in front of Lord Nrisingadev, Lord Nrisingadev was very pleased to see his devotee. So the point is, pure devotional service attracts Krishna. So that's the only way to know Krishna, to understand him. That's the only way to have loving interactions with Krishna, through pure devotional service. So as soon as Nrisingadev saw pure devotee Prahlad Maharaj, he was immediately very pleased. And then Prahlad Maharaj started offering prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev. And what did he say? He didn't say, "My dear Lord, you are so fearsome." No. He said, "My dear Lord, I am not afraid of your fearful form. This is not at all bewildering. But I am afraid for the material energy, the Maya. This is what I am afraid for. I am actually sorry for all these conditioned souls who are not afraid of the illusory energy." So we can see that there are so many instances when the Lord gets angry, then some special arrangement is made. Just like in Ramayana, you will see that when Lakshmana and Ramachandra were in the forest, and then arrangement was made with the monkey king Sugriva that they will actually help the two lords. So then they made an agreement, and Sugriva went back. By that time Vali was defeated, and Sugriva got his wife back, and he was in the hills enjoying the palace. So then the rainy season was, this was the rainy season. So then Sugriva never came back to meet the Lord. And then Lakshman went looking for Sugriva. And when Lakshman was coming near Sugriva, gradually he started getting very angry. The Lord helped him defeat Vali. And why is Sugriva is not helping Lord Ramachandra? Of course, in the meantime, Sugriva made some arrangements. He sent his monkeys in different parts, looking for to call all the other monkeys. But Lakshmana was very angry. So when he came to the palace, in fact, the palace attendants told Sugriva, "You better not face Lakshmana now. He's so angry." So then finally he sent his wife to pacify Lakshman. So, and she came and spoke nicely, and of course she is a woman, so Lakshman will not show his anger against a woman. So some arrangement was made. Yesterday Veerakrishna Prabhu was also talking about how when Indra came, he was not ready to, he was afraid to go in front of Lord Krishna personally because he had offended him. So then he sent actually Surabhi cow. So in this case also, Mother Earth is in a predicament. She needs to pacify the Lord, and she is going to make a suggestion that you actually bring a calf and milk me. So before that, she is at the stage where she is offering wonderful prayers. So she is actually pleading, "My dear Lord, why do you want to kill me? You only, in the form of boar, Varahadev, you only came and actually rescued me from the bottom of the Garbhodaka ocean. So that time you protected me. Why do you want to kill me now for a small mistake that I have done?" In fact, she had some arguments why she would not release the grains. So actually you will see that Varahadev, when he came, what was the reason? Lord Varahadev's appearance was for this reason. The earth was already at the bottom of the Garbhodaka ocean. And then Lord Brahma, Manu actually came and prayed in front of Lord Brahma, Manu and his wife. So they were given the task of creation of this world, populating this world. That is the task of the Manu. So then Manu said, "My dear Lord Brahma, you want me to create all these living beings. But where are they going to live? The planet Earth is already in the bottom of the ocean. So you please uplift it. You bring it up so that we can actually, the living beings can actually live." And Brahmaji then, actually he was thinking, how we can lift it up. Then he actually thought, only by the mercy of Lord Krishna this can be accomplished. Who is going to be able to lift planet Earth? So then he went into meditation. He started thinking about this. And then from his nostril actually, a little ball came out. So it was a very small ball when it came out of the nostril, and then gradually this ball became very huge. In fact, it started occupying the whole sky. Then he started roaring, making a huge sound. So when he started roaring like that, then everybody recognized, this is actually the Supreme Lord, Krishna himself. He has come in the form of a boar. And what is he roaring? His roar is not an ordinary roar of an ordinary boar. This is actually the Vedic hymns. So then everybody started praying to Lord Varahadev. So when they started praying to Lord Varahadev also reciprocated their prayers. So Prabhupada actually says, the Brahma and the sages and the inhabitants of the Tapoloka, Janaloka, Mahaloka, they all started chanting Vedic hymns. But there is one very important hymn that is important for the praise of the Lord. Can anybody guess what that hymn is? Srila Prabhupada says, I can give you a hymn. Srila Prabhupada says, it is mentioned in the Brihad Narathiya Purana. That is, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is the most important prayer for glorifying the Supreme Lord. This prayer is actually wonderful because in one word, everything is there, that is Krishna. As soon as you say Krishna, all glorification is there. Therefore, when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had his Sajjana Toshni, a magazine for giving the praises of the Lord. So when anybody writes an article, there has to be an editorial policy. So his policy was, if somebody writes an article for this magazine, he simply counts how many times the word Krishna is mentioned. And if there is sufficient number of times it is mentioned, then yes, it is passed for publication. And sometimes when Srila Prabhupada started preaching the Krishna consciousness movement throughout the world, then sometimes articles come, newspapers come. When Prabhupada started the movement, it was, in a sense, it was sensational. And Indian Swamiji, almost more than 70 years old, at that age is coming to the most westernized nations like America. And he is getting westerners to wear saffron robes and tilak and chanting Hare Krishna, dancing on the streets, and they thought they are dancing on the bedroom clothes. So news always used to come, and sometimes devotees thought this is not such a favorable news article. But then Prabhupada said, if the word Krishna is mentioned, then everybody will benefit. That is wonderful about the holy name of Krishna. So they offered prayers to Lord Varahadev, and then, so just imagine, just before that it is described that Hiranyaksha got a boon from Lord Brahma, and he was actually, he became very puffed up, Hiranyaksha. So it's also described that Hiranyaksha engaged in digging out too much gold from the earth. So there is so much gold within the surface of the earth, in the depths of the earth. So he dug out too much gold, therefore it became out of equilibrium. And he threw Mother Earth out of its orbit into the Garbhodaka ocean. So when Brahma was thinking of how to lift the earth, Brahma thought that is very much beyond his capacity. But Hiranyaksha was such a powerful demon, he just threw the earth into the Garbhodaka ocean. Then when the Lord lifted it up, of course nobody is equal to Krishna, nobody is greater than Krishna. Then when Lord Varahadev came, he actually lifted Mother Earth from the depths of the ocean. So Jayadev Goswami actually glorifies Varahadev. Vasadi dasana shikare dharani tava lakna శశిని కలంగ కలేవ నిమగ్న కేశవ ద్విత శూకర రూప జయ జగదీశ హరే. సో ద లార్డ్ యాక్చువల్లీ లిఫ్టెడ్ ది ప్లానెట్ ఎర్త్ ఆన్ హిస్ టస్ అండ్ హి బ్రాట్ ఇట్ అప్ అండ్ వెన్ హి కేమ్ అప్ దెన్ హిరణ్యాక్ష కుడ్ నాట్ టాలరేట్ దిస్. You know, who is there? Who is challenging my authority like this? In fact, Hiranyaksha went to Varuna. He went into the depths of the ocean. He wanted to fight. And nobody wanted to fight with him. He is such a powerful demon. So when Varuna, he came to Varuna, Varuna told him, why do you want to fight with me? I am an old person. I have given up all fighting. You just go and find Lord Vishnu. And he will satisfy your hunger for battle. In fact, he will kill you and your body will become food for vultures and jackals, dogs, they will come. So Hiranyaksha somehow heeded because he did not accept the challenge. He went looking for Lord Vishnu and he didn't care that he will be killed by Vishnu. So when Hiranyaksha challenged Lord Varahadev, actually displaced the earth on the surface of the ocean water. So demons may create so many magic, but nobody can match the magic of Krishna. He is actually already floating all the planets in this whole universe. And so what? How is it wonderful for him? He can actually put the earth on the surface of the water. Hiranyaksha, if he placed it, it would have gone into the bottom of the ocean. In fact, that's what happened. But Lord lifted it and placed on the top of the water. And then he took up, and Hiranyaksha was insulting Lord Vishnu, Varahadev. Varahadev took his insults, he tolerated. Then he actually fought with Hiranyaksha. And Hiranyaksha was fighting like crazy with Varahadev. And then at one point Hiranyaksha lost his the Lord was attacked by Hiranyaksha and his weapon was dropped because Hiranyaksha also had, Varahadev also had his mace that was dropped. At that point Hiranyaksha actually respected the rules of combat. He didn't want to attack his enemy when he was unarmed. Then the Lord invoked his Sudarshana Chakra and then he fought with Hiranyaksha. And finally, like I mentioned before, after all this, and Hiranyaksha still came up with so many asuric display of mystic powers. He was trying to confuse the Lord. But how can the Lord be confused? But finally when they both did not have weapons, Hiranyaksha actually tried to embrace the Lord. He wanted to crush him, hug him and crush him. So when he did that, he found that the Lord is staying outside this perimeter. The Lord is actually always transcendental. The Lord is not bound if you try to bind him. Like Mother Yashoda tried to bind Krishna, but she found that always it is 2 inches short. So in this way, after a display of so much mystic powers from Hiranyaksha, finally there were prayers from the devotees that he should be killed because a very inauspicious time is coming now and the demons will become more powerful. So in response to the prayers of the devotees, the Lord just said, hit him below the ear, and he just fell down dead. So simple for the Lord. So the Lord is so wonderful. And Mother Earth is actually doing the right thing. Yes, she is actually offering prayers, reminding him of his pastimes. And like Veera Krishna Prabhu was saying yesterday, these prayers are there so that devotees can actually offer prayers to the Lord. Otherwise, what do we know about the position of the Lord? We have to offer proper prayers to the Lord. And when these prayers are offered, when glorification is done, an auspicious atmosphere is created, the Lord becomes favorably inclined to that person. So Mother Earth is, in one way, she is also teaching us how to actually pacify the Lord, offer nice prayers to the Lord. So I will stop at this point. If anybody has any questions, take it. Yes. Yeah, can you give it up?
Prithu Maharaj is a Shaktyavish avatar.
Yeah.
He explains empowered soul. But then here, Mother Cow is often, Earth is offering to this, who saved me from Garuda ocean. So that was a Vishnu Tattva. So how we can understand this?
Yes, Prithu Maharaj is a Shaktyavesha incarnation of the Supreme Lord. A Shaktyavesha incarnation means that a living being is empowered by the Lord. But that is actually for our that's actually for his understanding. That Prithu Maharaj is actually a living being who is empowered by Krishna. That is for his personal understanding. So, and you can see that Prithu Maharaj never forgets that position, that he is always a servant of Krishna. So, but when a living being is empowered by Krishna and acts for our benefit, we cannot think that, oh, this is an ordinary living being, you know, just empowered by. No, for us, he is as good as Krishna. It's not that everybody is getting empowered by Krishna. He is such a surrendered soul, he is now actually manifesting the potency of Krishna. And in fact, he is as good as Krishna because he said to Mother Earth, that why do you want to kill me and throw me down? If you disintegrate me to pieces, what are you going to do? Where are you going to live? Where are all these people going to live? And Prithu Maharaj said, don't worry about that, I will take care of that. So when he says, I will take care of that, you know, Krishna is allowing him to do that. Krishna has given him this full potency. There is, in fact, in that sense, there is no difference between Krishna and his empowered incarnation. So an empowered incarnation of the Lord is not an ordinary thing. He is actually transcendental. So what about empowered incarnation? Krishna says about his own pure devotees, there is actually no difference between me and Uddhava, because Uddhava is beyond the three modes of material nature. So in that sense, Prithu Maharaj is, for us, when we offer prayers to Prithu Maharaj, we should not think he is an ordinary living being who is empowered. And you should actually pray. So Prithu Maharaj, whatever is Prithu Maharaj is doing now is actually carried out by Krishna through his surrendered soul. But so it's the same Krishna who came as Sukara, as the Lord Boar. So quite an appropriate prayer in that sense.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. There is this word here called which goes Adi Sukara. Huh?
Yeah.
And they are linked, Adi Sukara, the original Boar. They are not two words, they are linked. So this gives another understanding. Can you please help me understand the chronological creation? Is this the model Boar being Adi?
Modern Boar being
M-O-D-E-L, model. That is the Boar among the 84 lakh species is secondary in chronological sequence to this Boar.
Once in the form of the original Boar, you rescued me from the waters in the bottom of the universe. So Adi Sukara can, we can understand it like this, the Lord Boar. So there is this transcendental form of the Boar. So Krishna has assumed the form of the Boar. So, Urdha Moolam Adashagam Ashatam Rahuraveyam Chandamsi Yasya Pannani Yastam Vedasa Vedaved. Whatever is here in this material world is actually a perverted reflection of the reality in the spiritual world. So the Lord, in one sense, so the Lord, there can be a Boar in this material world, an ordinary hog, because the Lord can assume that kind of form. So Adi Sukara, in that sense, Adi Sukara means it's the original Boar. In the sense, he is the Adi Purusha, in the sense we say Adi Purusha. There are Purushas in the material world, there are men in the material world. But the Adi Purusha is Govinda, Lord Krishna. Like that, Adi Sukara is Krishna himself. That sense. Then another point that is described by Prabhupada in the Purport is that there were actually two Bore incarnations. One in the Chakshusha Manandara and one in the, what is that? Anyway, two different Manandaras, there were Bore incarnations. And at this point, not at this point, when Maitreya was describing Prathum Bore incarnation, he has actually amalgamated the two Leelas and gave a description. But Adi Sukara means the original, in the sense that Krishna is the origin of everything. Any other questions? Dandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.